We are back with another episode of the Real Talk on Women's Health podcast with Essentia Health. I am your host, Lauren, and I am joined in studio today by Kendra Metz, a doctor of pharmacy at Essentia Health.
Thanks for having me here today.
So you are the program manager for retail pharmacy clinical services. You are the perfect person to come in and talk about vaccines in women's life. So to start off, can you tell us a little bit about your position at Essentia Health for maybe those that don't know what a program manager for retail pharmacy clinical services is.
Part of my role is to oversee our immunization program by providing clinical updates to our pharmacy teams, helping manage appointment availability to make sure our communities have access to care, and also collaborating across our organization to make a healthy difference in people's lives.
So who can get immunized at the pharmacy?
Essentia pharmacies can immunize people 6 years of age and older. It is best to schedule a vaccine appointment on MyChart or with pharmacy staff to expedite the process, although walk-ins will be accommodated if possible. Those under the age of six, and really any age, can also receive vaccines through their healthcare provider.
So can you tell us a little bit about how vaccines work?
Sure. Vaccines work by imitating an infection to engage our body's natural defenses. This means that vaccines help the body learn how to defend itself against a future infection.
So because this is a podcast all about women's health, why is it important for women to receive immunizations?
Women are leaders in our households, in our communities. We're also role models for our younger generations and loved ones. Women can empower and encourage each other and shape the lives of those around them. So we need to remember to keep ourselves as women healthy so we can continue to balance our many roles in our workplace and as caregivers.
Yeah, that's a common theme on this podcast. We talk about how women balance so many different things, and it's important for us to take care of ourselves so that we can be our best in all of these different roles we have. So are there any vaccines that all girls and women need each year?
Yes, it is recommended everyone 6 months of age and older receive the seasonal flu and COVID vaccines. This can protect them from getting serious infection requiring hospitalization and also lowers that chance of spreading disease to those without a strong immune system, so maybe like grandparents. Today, we're going to focus on the ages we mostly see at the pharmacy, so from those tween girls all the way through our older women.
Yeah, I remember when I was a teenager very long ago, I felt like there were so many that I needed. So can you walk us through which vaccines our tweens and teenagers need these days?
Perfect place to start. So at 11 to 12 years old, kids are busy in school, sports, and activities, and staying healthy is important to support their growth. Vaccines can help keep our young girls healthy so they can use that girl power they've got. At this age, the adolescent tetanus or Tdap booster is needed. And then after that, it'll be repeated every 10 years. We also recommend our tweens starting the HPV and meningococcal vaccines.
So is it true that the HPV vaccine can prevent some cancers?
Yes. If you are the parent or guardian of a child ages 9 or older, it's time to consider protecting their future by making sure that they're protected from avoidable cancers. So actually, people up to the age of 45 years can get this vaccine. HPV is so common that nearly everyone will be infected at some point in their lifetime, typically during those teen and young adult years. The HPV vaccine prevents 6 types of cancer caused by several types of this HPV infection. By making sure that kids get the vaccine before they're exposed to the virus, we can actually prevent cancer.
So now that we've covered tweens and teens, can you talk about which vaccines young women might need as they transition from those teen years into adulthood?
Sure. There are 2 different meningococcal vaccines available covering different types of that disease. The first one mentioned previously covers types A, C, W, and Y and is recommended as a tween, then repeated at that 16 years of age. The other, meningococcal B, is considered for those 16 to 23 years of age. College students living in dorms or other close quarters is one of those considerations for the meningococcal B vaccine. vaccine. A couple other vaccines, if not completed during childhood, are recommended and may be required for college. Those are those MMR and hepatitis vaccines.
Can you tell me a little bit more about one of the vaccines you just mentioned, the hepatitis B vaccine?
Hepatitis B is a serious disease caused by a virus that attacks the liver and can cause lifelong infection and even liver cancer. Getting the hepatitis B vaccine is recommended to prevent this infection. Everyone from birth through 59 years is advised to get the vaccine, plus those people that are older if they desire it. If someone is uncertain of their immunization history or if they've had it before, it is recommended to receive the vaccine as it's not harmful to receive an additional doses and ensures coverage against it.
So now that we've been talking about women transitioning into adulthood, many women, of course, will get pregnant, have kids. Are vaccines safe during pregnancy? And if so, which vaccines should a pregnant woman receive?
It is important to tell your pharmacist or healthcare provider if you're pregnant before getting a vaccine. There are some that we would delay until after pregnancy. Others, though, are important to be given during pregnancy to provide the baby protection.
So which ones would those be?
During pregnancy, changes in your immune, heart, and lung functions actually make you more likely to getting seriously ill from things like influenza. So this can also increase the chance for serious problems for your developing baby. So the seasonal flu and COVID vaccines are recommended to keep the mother healthy during the pregnancy and protect the newborn for their first few months while they're too young to be vaccinated themselves. There's two other vaccines that we give during certain times during pregnancy to provide protection for the newborn. These are for the whooping cough and RSV. The whooping cough is actually part of a certain tetanus vaccine or Tdap, and whooping cough for anyone can be serious, but for your newborn, it can require hospitalization and really be life-threatening. Women should get this Tdap vaccine between 27 and 36 weeks of their pregnancy, and some of those protective antibodies that your body creates will pass to your baby before birth and provide some early protection against the whooping cough. An RSV vaccine can prevent lower respiratory tract infections caused by this virus in infants. It's recommended for women between that 32 and 36 weeks of pregnancy during September through January to help protect the newborn during the RSV season.
So because we're kind of going through, you know, the tween years to adulthood, can you tell us a little bit about why all these vaccines you're talking about are recommended as women get older?
As we age, our immune systems weaken, making it harder to fight off infections. So this is why there is a specific flu shot for people 65 years of age and older that results in a stronger immune response. People in this age range are also recommended to receive an additional seasonal COVID vaccine for that added protection. Staying up to date on the vaccines and boosters can help us stay healthy and prevent complications from illnesses. It really keeps us doing more of the things in life that we enjoy.
So which vaccines are recommended as we get older that you haven't mentioned yet?
There could be reasons to get some vaccines at a younger age, but once a person reaches 50, everyone's eligible for the shingles and pneumonia vaccines. The shingles vaccine is a two-dose series, so let's say given now and again in 2 to 6 months. And many people have either experienced it themselves or know someone who has, and having shingles is miserable. It can cause some lasting nerve pain and also other complications. This vaccine is up to 90% effective in preventing shingles, so definitely worth it. The CDC recently lowered the recommended age of the pneumonia vaccine from 65 to 50 years, and that's so people can protect themselves from pneumonia at the age when risk of the infection goes up. So you've maybe seen that there's been an increase in pneumonia cases recently. So even if you've had a previous pneumonia vaccine, you still may be eligible for the newest one. Just be sure to check with your pharmacist or provider.
Can you tell us more about the new RSV vaccine for older women?
So again, there are reasons why some people may receive this at a younger age, but the RSV vaccine is recommended for everyone 75 years and older. This can be the same vaccine that we talked previously for our pregnant individuals. It's best in our older population to receive this vaccine in late summer and early fall. As of now, it's just given once and provides protection for more than one RSV season.
So with all of these different vaccines we've been talking talking about through all of the different ages. What's like an easy way for a woman to know if she needs a vaccine or one of her kids needs a vaccine?
Definitely. Lots of info here. Talk with your pharmacist or healthcare provider to get up to date with the vaccines that are best for you. Today, we really focused on general guidelines, but people at increased risk of infection because of medical conditions or treatments may receive many of these vaccines at a younger age. Also, if you have my chart through Essentia, you may see some suggestions for when you're due for an immunization. These can be discussed with your pharmacist or provider to make sure each vaccine is right for you.
So as we start to wrap things up, can you talk about what people need to know about insurance coverage as it relates to vaccine and things like Medicare?
For people with Medicare insurance, there are three vaccines that are covered under Medicare Part D, or the prescription drug coverage, and are least expensive to receive at a pharmacy. These are the tetanus, RSV, and shingles vaccines. At Essentia, our clinics and pharmacies work together, so you get vaccinated at the most cost-effective location to you.
So what is the process like for somebody who's never received a vaccine at an Essentia pharmacy or at Essentia Health?
You may schedule a vaccine appointment for either location on MyChart with Essentia's call centers or directly in person at the pharmacy or clinic. Vaccines will always be administered during your regular primary care or pediatric visits, or you can schedule one specifically for immunizations. The pharmacy will also accommodate walk-in requests for the common vaccines if availability allows. Our Essentia pharmacy teams are very knowledgeable and happy to answer any immunization questions. We work closely with your provider so you conveniently stay up to date on your immunizations, protecting you and your loved ones. Our pharmacies are also open to everyone, despite who you see for your primary care provider or family doctor. We really look forward to seeing you, because when women are healthier, everyone benefits.
So what's a good website people can go to if they want more information on anything that we talked about?
People can visit EssentiaHealth.org online to have more information about Essentia and our pharmacy locations across the Duluth, Superior, or Twin Ports area.
Well, we've covered a lot today on vaccines in a woman's life. Kendra Metz, Program Manager for Retail Pharmacy Clinical Services at Essentia Health, thank you so much for coming in to talk about vaccines.
Thank you so much for having me.